Rogers for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
In the book of Exodus, chapter 14, and verse 10, Exodus 14. And when Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. And they were sore afraid. They were so afraid, they were sore. They were so scared, they were sore. And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. And they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, ye shall see them again no more forever. Let me say something. Something is coming to an end. Come on, I said something in your life, God is closing the book on it tonight. Something that was not favorable for you, something that opposed you, something that hindered you, something that blocked you, something that disturbed you, something that stole from you, something that distracted you, is coming to an end. I said, tonight we close the book on it. Tonight we put an exclamation mark at the end of that sentence and say, end. Somebody shout, the end. Come on, say it again, the end. Say it one time for the Holy Ghost. The end. Let's continue. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. Remember now, everything about Egypt, they had to labor hard for. Everything in Egypt. There wasn't no rain from God. They had to wait on the Nile, which was their God, to overflow. Remember, God smote their God with blood. They had to dig the trenches and work and labor, but it was not so with the children of Israel when they obeyed, when they allowed truth to govern their life. God sent the rain, the early and the latter rain, in their season, and their crops grew. And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. Moses was kind of shaking himself. But he had enough internal fortitude to tell the children of Israel, just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. But then he turned to God in private, and he went to crying out to God. And God said, wait a minute, Moses, why are you crying out to me? Don't tell the children of Israel to stand still. Tell them to move forward. In other words, no, it's not time to stand still. I'm going to fight for them, but they don't have to stand still because I've already gone before them. Tell somebody, God's already gone before you. Do you know tonight that there's not an enemy that can stand in front of you? There's no man that can stand before you all the days of your life when they are contending against you, when you are standing in truth. They may fight against you, but they shall not prevail against you. Hello? There may be weapons formed against you, but they won't prosper against you. Possess your soul in patience. Wait. And watch God fight your battle. You tell somebody, just keep moving forward. Don't let the enemy stop you in your tracks and cause you to be afraid. No, you may not be able to do everything, but do something. Amen. Amen. You may not have the money for that, but go and take a look at it. Go and inquire about it. Look it up on the internet. Find out. Get information on it. Get a picture of it. Get an image of it. Hang it on your refrigerator. Declare it. Decree it every day. Hallelujah. Tell the person beside you, keep moving forward. You might have slowed me down for a little bit, but I done got my wherewithal now. I done gathered myself. I'm moving forward. God said, why cry out unto me? Tell the children to keep moving forward. Don't stop moving in faith now. Keep moving forward. There's something you can do. There's something in your hand. There's something in your house. There's something you can put in the ground. Right now, there's something else you can do. Don't stop. Don't just be still. Keep moving forward. I was telling somebody the other day, one day I'm gonna dress up in a tuxedo and go down to Palm Beach to the Bentley and act like I got enough money to pay for it. And I'm going to be looking like it, too. So I'm at the top of the line. Go test drive it. Even if I don't buy no Bentley or get no Bentley, my faith is out there. It's large. Are you hearing? All right. So we see here what God said, speak to the children of Israel that they go forward. The fact of the matter was that the Red Sea was in front of them. And the Egyptians were closing in behind them. And the mountains had them hemmed in on the east and the west. And God is saying, go forward. Well, see, if God speaks a word, somehow you're going forward. It's not natural. You're not limited by the natural. There's something exceeding. And it's called truth. Remember, we have to catch revelation. You better catch what God is saying. You don't be in a state of mind where God is talking to you and you ain't hearing him. Catch it. Just, if it's just a word, catch it and hold it. Lord, if I have to take just one little baby step, I'm moving forward. Because when I take that baby step, you're going to show me another step. And when I take that step, you're going to show me something else. Tell somebody there's always a way. Now, the first thing I want to get to you, there are eight of them. The first thing I want to get to you, that we're coming into these new dimensions, new levels, new frontiers, highways in the spirit, levels of anointing, is number one, the exercise of authority over all your adversaries. Get ready to come into another dimension of the exercise of your authority over all your adversaries. Give me on the screen there, if you will, Luke chapter 10 and start at verse 17. In that chapter, Jesus sent the disciples out. And in the start of that chapter, he sent all the disciples out. He chose 70 and sent them out. He prayed over them, anointed them, sent them out to cast devils out, to raise the dead, and all these different things. And they came back rejoicing that even the devils were subject to them in his name. But at this particular time, there was a shift. It says, and the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions. Now, pause there a minute. They'd gone out. Now, I want you to see something now. It was here, Jesus said, behold, now, let me say it this way, now I give you power. It was here at this juncture. Before that, he had anointed them to go out and to cast devils out and do all that stuff, and they did that. Now, I want you to catch this. When they did or exercised to the full what God had given them and came back with testimony, he says, now I give you power. You see, if you're not exercising the authority that God has already given you, if you're not using it to the full, if the first thing you do is go to the medicine cabinet when you got a headache, don't chop me down. Instead of laying hands and exercising your authority, hello, if you're not praying for this one first, nothing wrong with medicine, understand, but get what I'm saying. If you're exercising what you know to be true, you come to a juncture, you come to a place where God says, now behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. All right? That's an offensive weapon. And then he says, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. A defensive weapon. In other words, there's another level, another whole dimension of the exercising of your authority. You know, even sinners on the job. Sometimes we have in our mind that, you know, they may be having a tough time. You ought to be willing to offer to pray for them, whether they receive it or not. No, I don't need your prayer. So maybe they will have you pray for them. Peradventure, God will move in their behalf. And not just for favor on the job, but for them to come to know him. There's something to this, because when you prayed for me, and I'm not a believer, I don't go to church, but when you pray for me, things changed. Hello? You think God just wants you laying hands on church folks? Sometimes church folks ain't receiving prayer. If our gospel be hid, it's hid from them that are lost. I remember a couple of times exercising that, once in South Africa and once in Kenya. People came to me during our summit, one young man and his wife, and said they were trying to have children. The doctor said they couldn't have children. And I prayed for them. I got pictures of them, and the following year they had a child. Yeah, had a little girl. I didn't ask all what the situation was, and you know what the symptoms. I didn't care. I just prayed, Lord, in Jesus' name. Now God took it to another level a couple of years later in Kenya, because He gave me a word. This were the people that owned the guest house, a big, huge place we were staying, and they owned this place, and we're in their house, and we've been there. We've been coming there for a number of years, and so I know we're coming back. You know, it's easy to pray when, you know, you may not be going back. You know, I pray, yeah, you pray everything. I believe God, you know, come on, be honest. But when you know, you got to look at them people again. And you know what? God gave me a word. He said, tell them by this time next year. I said, oh, Lord, we'll be back here right at this time. How about thought? He said, tell her by this time next year, she's going to have a baby. And she couldn't have no. She had, I think, 2 or 3 miscarriages. And doctor said, no way. I laid hands, prayed. I said, the Lord said, tell you by this time next year. They came to one of the services, and the first thing they did, come up to me, and she was just as big as a house. Tell me what God won't do.
We have come to the close of part 26 of The Faith Crisis, The Truth Makes You Free, part 2. Jesus said that the believers will do greater works. The ones that allow truth to make them free will experience signs and wonders. They are set apart to God. The Lord is going to magnify those who belong to Him before the people. The saints are going to stand out. God is getting ready to favor you. The new level of God will cause His children to go where they have never gone before, and they will totally be dependent upon God. Finally, in this season, the saints will have special encounters with God, just like Jacob had in Genesis chapter 32. The set time has come for God to give the church favor with both Him and man. Jesus is the truth that makes us free.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us this weekend at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our service times are 11 a.m. Sunday morning and 7 p.m. Sunday night. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.